From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a look at the man who may be the next leader of the world's largest democracy, a man you have probably never heard of.
But first, to politics here at home. New week, new attitude. Last week, House Majority Leader John Boehner pushed back against outside groups like the Tea Party, who'd been encouraging a no vote on the House budget deal. The bill passed in the House. Now will enough Republicans help pass it in the Senate? An early vote is set for tomorrow. NPR digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian starts us off this hour. And Charlie, what do you think? Will Senate Republicans follow in the House footsteps?
Well, Robin, the budget deal is turning out to be a tough sell to Senate Republicans, among them Senator Jeff Sessions, who's the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee. So that's naturally a bad omen. But I think it's important to note here that it's not going to require the whole Senate Republican conference to pass the budget bill. You only probably need about eight or so Republican votes on top of the expected Democrats. And so the question becomes, are there that many Republicans who will support the bill or at least grit their teeth and support the bill? And right now, what we see is about two or three Senate Republicans have already said publicly they'll vote for it. And there are a few others who are on the fence. So we're probably pretty close to enough right now.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing reporting that it will be just enough to pass. And it seems to be because of this sense that, I don't know, maybe a memo's gone out. What's your sense of what's happening here in the Republican Party? John Boehner tearing apart Republicans who said they really didn't have a plan for the government shutdown that they caused. His now famous response last week was, "Are you kidding me?" Also last week, Paul Teller, executive director of the Republican Study Committee, fired after other Republicans saw that he was working with outside conservative groups against the budget deal that was co-authored by Paul Ryan. So is Republican leadership, is there a shift happening? Are they cutting the cord with these outside groups?
Well, we're definitely seeing a level of pushback against Tea Party forces and hardline conservative groups that we haven't seen before. So it's clear that's happening, and there is a memo, but I don't think that memo is being widely shared. I mean, you saw the pushback reflected in Boehner's remarks, and in Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has also given some voice to these sentiments recently, too. But if it's a shift of momentum in the party, I think it's still probably a pretty subtle one, because if you'll notice, there really haven't been that many members of Congress who are out there publicly on a limb with McConnell and Boehner. When you read the newspaper stories, for example, about mainstream or establishment Republicans fighting back, you know, if you read them closely enough, you'll notice that there really aren't very many voices from officials, on the record voices from officials who are currently in elected office, because there's still a good bit of fear from members of Congress and other elected officials, a good bit of fear of the energy that's at the conservative grassroots at the moment.
Yeah. So maybe that was an attempt at a shift, but boy, if they strike out, they're the ones who pay. And a handful of Republican senators are up for re-election in 2014. So they're also trying to strike this balance.
Right. And if you look at the 2014 Senate map, you'll see that the biggest problem facing Senate Republicans isn't Democratic challengers, but rather it's Republican primary challengers. Many of the Senate Republicans running for re-election this year are running in conservative states where the Republican primary is going to be the most important and the determinative race. So they're laser focused on how this vote is going to be perceived by the Republican base rather than the general electorate. Many of those Republican senators simply can't afford to cast votes for this budget deal, because if they do, they know they're going to be hammered on the right for not doing enough to rein in government spending. And then there's one more issue layered on top of that with this vote, and that's the presidential issue. Keep in mind that we're talking about a handful of Republican senators right now who have their eye on the White House in 2016, and they're very well aware that this budget deal could come back to haunt them as they seek the nomination.
Yeah. Well, you talk about spending. Paul Ryan spoke yesterday on Fox News Sunday, even though he was seen by some as compromising with Democrat Patty Murray and coming up with the budget deal. He says there's still the debt ceiling and that House Republicans are going to want some concessions there. Let's listen.
We as a caucus, along with our Senate counterparts, are going to meet and discuss what it is we want to get out of the debt limit. We don't want nothing out of this debt limit.
Charlie, is that Paul Ryan responding to people who said he compromised maybe too much on the budget?
Yeah, it kind of throws a bucket of cold water on the idea that the budget agreement heralded some kind of thaw or a ceasefire in Washington's fiscal wars. You know, it's not really clear what the concessions are going to be or what the GOP's debt ceiling strategy is going to look like. That's not going to get worked out probably until the party meets in their retreats early next year. But yeah, I think it reflects a couple of things. One of them would be on a personal level. You know, as an ambitious guy, Paul Ryan can't really afford to be portrayed as somebody who sold out conservatives or as the guy who capitulated. on the budget. But I also think it's a reflection of what the party really cares about in this era: spending, debt, and the amount of spending and the size of government are really paramount, and they take precedence over all other issues now.
Well, and meanwhile, everybody's going on vacation soon, so we'll see how that budget deal gets hammered out. Charlie Mattesian, NPR digital politics editor, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Robin.